There's a new collection of short stories by Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Stephen Milhauser. It's called Voices in the Night. Our reviewer, Alan Chu, says each work is a delight and a revelation.
Beautifully made, fantastic tales, such as Stephen Milhauser writes, don't begin from nothing. Most of them come out of mostly everyday incidents and lead us right up to the line between the ordinary and the magical, and sometimes they help us to cross over. As in the lead story in this volume, titled Miracle Polish, in which a door-to-door salesman sells to the narrator a small bottle of mirror polish that leads him to see his reflection and his girlfriend's in a positively different way, full of expectancy and new light. Small towns in Milhauser's geography take on new meaning, too, as in the beach town where an apparent mermaid washes up on shore and kicks off a local craze for bearing breasts and wearing costumes suggesting fishtails. That's in Mermaid Fever. There's another town in the story called A Report on Our Recent Troubles that suffers a plague of suicides affecting both teenagers and adults. In these subtly made stories about the other side of normal life, Milhauser revises the fairy tale of Rapunzel and her golden hair. He reimagines the rich but unsatisfying life of the young Buddha. And in the final story, A Voice in the Night presents a triptych made up out of a biblical narrative, a modern psychological study, and autobiography. All of these pieces are, let's call them, borderline stories, easily described as magical realism, or perhaps turned on their heads, tales of realistic magic.
The book is Voices in the Night by Stephen Milhauser. Alan Chu had our review. His latest book is Prayers for the Living.